the most powerful, romantic, and dramatic of all the symbols of Scotland may just be the Highlander's tartan and kilt. Today, a kilt is often elegantly paired with formal jackets, crisp white shirts, and intricate footwear. But the kilt began its life much more roughly in the wild Scottish Highlands of the 16th century. In fact, Scottish Lowlanders, who thought that the Highlanders appeared barbarous in their loathsome kilts, used to mock them and call them red shanks for their cold, bare legs. Now, that original kilt was a very basic garment that required neither the fuss of tailoring nor the frequent replacement that a pair of breeches would need. Really more of a blanket or a cloak, the tartan or the woolen cloth used was usually 2 yards in width by 4 to 6 yards in length. This was known variously as the brecon or the flamore, meaning the big kilt, usually called the belted plaid in English. To put it on, its owner, and I quote, put his leather belt on the ground and then placed the material lengthways over it. This he then carefully plaited in the middle over the belt until he had gathered along its length, leaving as much at each end as would cover the front of the body, overlapping. Lying down on his belt, he would fold the ends, overlapping each other. The plaid was thus firmly bound round the loins with a leathern belt so that the lower side fell to the middle of the knee joint. The upper part was fastened to the left shoulder with a huge brooch or pin. Now, this belted plaid was well suited to the Highlands' windswept weather and terrain. One could move much more freely than in trousers. It was warm, and the upper half served as a cloak or a hood against the weather, as the tightly woven rich wool was essentially waterproof. In the heat of battle, it could easily be discarded, and by the mere undoing of the belt, it provided an overnight blanket on the heath under the stars. The Highlanders of old would smile to see that their rough, swashbuckling wrap of wool woven from their own Highland sheep has now been somewhat tamed and trimmed, made into an elegant national symbol that every Lowlander and Outlander is proud to wear as they walk down the aisle or the red carpet. With thanks to Nancy McCorkle, this is Kate Scuffle for Celtic Cultural Alliance. Sláinte.